Tom Scott is the fundraising and communications manager at the Peterborough-based charity Shine. Tom, remind us, first of all, just what Shine does.
We support over 10,000 people across the country who are affected by spina bifida and hydrocephalus.
What do you make of this challenge? It's been an absolute sensation, but what do you think about it?
I think I've got to contradict a little bit what the previous voices have said just there, in that the overwhelming thing we have to maintain in fundraising is an attitude of positivity. And so I couldn't be down on the whole ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, because it has been fun and it has raised a lot of money for a condition that nobody or very few people would have heard of before. And we can sympathise with that a lot in supporting people with spina bifida and hydrocephalus, because often people haven't heard about those conditions. And I have to say as well that even with the no makeup selfie and the ice bucket challenge, our social media has seen people take on those challenges but actually donate to us. So we actually have benefited in a positive way.
So you don't feel that you lose out as a result of these big viral campaigns?
I don't think so. And maybe that's because we are a smaller charity, and so we're not losing out on, you know, millions of pounds that's going elsewhere. I think, like I said, you've got to be positive and look at how we can almost piggyback the things that successful larger charities do, who have, you know, multi-million pound marketing budgets that we don't have. And we have to harness our strengths, which is that we know our membership really well. And so, like I say, if you go onto our Facebook this morning, I've just been scrolling through before the interview here, and I've seen several ice bucket challenges where people are then donating to Shine.
Right, okay. Does it matter to you as a charity whether people are thinking about why they're donating and what they're donating to, even, as long as they're giving money?
Well, I think the ideal is that, you know, we presume that everybody is quite altruistic and they give to charity, but I don't think that that's the case. And so if it takes something extraordinary to bring a new generation of givers out, then I think we have to be welcoming towards that. You know, previous generations, it was quite a private thing, I think, that who you gave to, and you did it in quite a private way. But we're not dealing with a previous generation. We're dealing with a very different group of people who live their lives online. And, you know, this is a kind of how it's affecting the charity world.
So social media, I guess you have to take the rough with the smooth, because it can be extremely useful for you.
Yeah, I mean, I probably haven't got long enough on the radio this morning to tell you how amazing social media is for us as a charity of our size, because it's a free platform that enables us to communicate with our membership in a very powerful way, and not just for fundraising. I mean, for our day-to-day work, we have, you know, hundreds of contacts a month online, and we're then able to service those with the expertise that only we can offer. And we do have a media development officer that we've invested in, but the platforms we use are free, and that's, I think, we have to kind of take the rough with the smooth, as you say.
I mean, if you imagine if Shine could start a campaign like the Ice Bucket Challenge, what kind of impact could something like that have on you?
Yeah, it would be the equivalent, I think, to, you know, somebody winning the lottery, in that our condition would be propelled to the forefront of everyone's minds, and we'd have a lot of money to invest in helping the people that we choose to that we support. But you can never predict it. We could invest a lot in trying to trigger something like that, but these things are quite spontaneous, you know. And if the chief of Facebook wants to stand up and say he's doing something as a challenge and get something kick-started for us, then I'd obviously welcome it with open arms, but
yeah.
I'm not going to rely on
Shine.
It. but yeah, obviously what I'm saying is you can't rely on that, and we'll do all we can to sort of keep our activity online current and relevant and fun. But these things are spontaneous. You know, the no makeup selfie wasn't started by the cancer research charities. It was started by their members, and it took off from there. And again, we benefited. You know, I think we got about £700 from people starting their own version called the Shine Pout, where they went and pouted online and texted to donate. And we wouldn't have had that £700 if it hadn't been for the no makeup selfies. I don't see it as sort of taking away from what we do.
That's fascinating. Tom is the fundraising and communications manager at the Peterborough-based charity Shine, and it sounds like they have benefited from things like the Ice Bucket Challenge, from things like the no makeup selfie. That's really interesting.